terrible and I'm going to kill somebody if I don't drink, right? Like that moment right there, everything's going better since I stopped drinking, but this $10 is burning a hole in my pocket, right? Like that is the difference between somebody who has the power of choice and someone who doesn't, right? And luckily, like he went to the meeting anyway, right? And that is something I heard early on. I heard a woman talking about, at one of the very first meetings I went to, she was talking about how she didn't want to go to the meeting that night, right? She got home from work, she took her shoes off, and she was like, I'm not going to go. And she said, but I trained my feet to be smart. And that stuck with me all these years of just like, I can train my feet to take me here. So my brain doesn't have to decide, right? When my alcoholic brain gets screwy and it's just like, well, fuck this, fuck these people, fuck being sober, right? I trained my feet to just go to meetings. And it's like, even now it's like, though it's on Zoom, I still, right? I don't think about whether I'm going to a meeting. I go to the meetings I go to, right? And that has been a huge thing in my sobriety. And in any case, I love you all. And with that, I will pass.
Thanks.